Chapter 1. Mysterious Visits. An Address to a Little Company at the Communion Table at Menton. Thou hast visited me in the night. Psalm 17, verse 3. Mysterious Visits. It is a theme for wonder that the glorious God should visit sinful man. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? A divine visit is a joy to be treasured whenever we are favored with it. David speaks of it with great solemnity. The psalmist was not content barely to speak of it, but he wrote it down in plain terms, that it might be known throughout all generations. Thou hast visited me in the night. Beloved, if God has ever visited you, you also will marvel at it. You will carry it in your memory, will speak of it to your friends, and will record it in your diary as one of the notable events of your life. Above all, you will speak of it to God Himself, and say with adoring gratitude, Thou hast visited me in the night. It should be a solemn part of worship to remember and make known the condescension of the Lord, and say, both in lowly prayer and in joyful psalm, Thou hast visited me. To you, beloved friends who gather with me about this communion table, I will speak of my own experience, nothing doubting that it is also yours. If our God has ever visited any of us, personally, by His Spirit, two results have attended the visit. It has been sharply searching, and it has been sweetly solacing. When first of all the Lord draws nigh to the heart, the trembling soul perceives clearly the searching character of His visit. Remember how Job answered the Lord, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. We can read of God, and hear of God, and be little moved. But when we feel His presence, it is another matter. I thought my house was good enough for kings, but when the King of Kings came to it, I saw that it was a hovel, quite unfit for His abode. I had never known sin to be so exceeding sinful if I had not known God to be so perfectly holy. I had never understood the depravity of my own nature if I had not known the holiness of God's nature. When we see Jesus, we fall at His feet as dead. Till then, we are alive with vainglorious life. If letters of light traced by a mysterious hand upon the wall caused the joints of Belshazzar's loins to be loosed, what awe overcomes our spirits when we see the Lord Himself? In the presence of so much light, our spots and wrinkles are revealed, and we are utterly ashamed. We are like Daniel, who said, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption. It is when the Lord visits us that we see our nothingness and ask, Lord, what is man? I do remember well when God first visited me, and assuredly it was the night of nature, of ignorance, of sin. His visit had the same effect upon me that it had upon Saul of Tarsus when the Lord spake to him out of heaven. He brought me down from the high horse and caused me to fall to the ground. By the brightness of the light of His Spirit, He made me grope in conscious blindness, and in the brokenness of my heart I cried, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? I felt that I had been rebelling against the Lord, kicking against the pricks, and doing evil even as I could, and my soul was filled with anguish at the discovery.